Micah chapter 1 today. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Micah chapter 1, verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth. During the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, the vision he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Samaria and Jerusalem. Talking about the northern section of Israel and the southern section. This book is God's word, not Micah's word. Micah saw what he wrote in a vision, but what he saw came from God. Verse 2, "Hear, O peoples, all of you, listen, O earth, and all who are in it, that the sovereign Lord may witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple." There's something for everyone in this book. It's not just a message to Israel. The Lord is talking to everyone, everywhere in this book. He has called us into his court. He has many things against all of us. Verse 3, "Look, the Lord is coming from his dwelling place. He comes down and treads on the high places of the earth. The mountains melt beneath him, and the valleys split apart like wax before the fire, like water rushing down a slope." People feel pretty secure in their sin, as long as they think of God being up in heaven. But the Bible says here that God's going to come to earth to judge and to punish sin. And whenever God decides that he's going to come in judgment, nothing stops him. Like these verses say, every would-be barrier will just melt in his presence like hot wax. Verse 5, "All this is because of Jacob's transgression, because of the sins of the house of Israel." What is Jacob's transgression? Is it not Samaria? What is Judah's high place? Is it not Jerusalem? God gave Israel rules to live by. They promised they would, but they didn't. They decided of their own free will to disobey God, and that is why he is upset. 6, "Therefore I will make Samaria a heap of rubble, a place for planting vineyards. I will pour her stones into the valley and lay bare her foundations. All her idols will be broken to pieces. All her temple gifts will be burned with fire. I will destroy all her images, since she gathered her gifts from the wages of prostitutes. As the wages of prostitutes, they will again be used." Israel worshipped false gods. And of course, God refers to that many places in the Old Testament as a form of adultery or prostitution. Spiritually speaking, that's what it is. Israel worshipped false gods. And since we become like the God we worship and look to for guidance, and since Israel's so-called gods were bad, Israel also became bad. They started doing bad things. Their false religion brought a lot of money, but God told them that they would lose that money. Nothing we ever gain by sin lasts. Verse 8, "Because of this, I will weep and wail. I will go about barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and moan like an owl. For her wound is incurable. It has come to Judah. It has reached the very gate of my people, even to Jerusalem itself." And so Micah and God are both very sad about the coming judgment on Israel. God knows everything, so he knew it was going to happen. And Micah saw a preview of Israel's punishment in this vision, so they were both sad because they both knew it would happen for sure. The situation is hopeless. 10. "Tell it not in Gath. Weep not at all and Beth Ophrah roll in the dust. Gath was a town where Israel's enemies, the Philistines, lived. They hated Israel. If something bad happened to Israel, that made them happy. And Micah is saying that Israel is about to be destroyed. But don't tell those who don't like her. Don't say anything about it in Gath. Don't tell Israel's enemies, because they're just going to rejoice. Don't give them a reason to be happy. It is what it is. Just leave it at that. 11. Pass on in nakedness and shame, you who live in Shefer. Those who live in Za'an will not come out. Beth Ezel is in mourning. Its protection is taken from you. Nakedness and shame points to the Israelites and their future as prisoners of this foreign power, Assyria, that will conquer them. And so Micah is seeing all of this in advance. And he continues in verse 12, those who live in Maroth writhe in pain, waiting for relief, because disaster has come upon, or has come from the Lord, even to the gate of Jerusalem. And so Micah is seeing the horrible future in a vision, as if it is happening right now. And it is a very clear vision too. It's a very clear picture. And so to Micah, this is like a horrible nightmare that you can't wake up from because you're not sleeping. It's like a horrible nightmare, only he's awake, and it will happen just as he is seeing it. 13, you who live in Lachish, you who live in Lachish, harness the team to the chariot. You were the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Lachish was an important town with a powerful military force. It was located 4 miles from Micah's home, so he knows it well, and this prophecy is really going to hit close to home, literally, as far as he is concerned. Only 4 miles away. But the sin of Lachish was a sin of pride, and they spread their sin of pride to other places in Israel. See, because they were strong, they stopped trusting in the Lord. And because they stopped trusting, they stopped obeying. 14. Therefore, you will give parting gifts to Moresheth. Gath, the town of Akzib, will prove deceptive to the kings of Israel. Lachish will be captured by Assyria. And so, it's as if Israel is seen giving Assyria, they're giving Assyria Lachish as a wedding gift. Micah is seeing all of this in this vision from God. Verse 15, I will bring a conqueror against you who live in Marasheth. He who is the glory of Israel will come to Adullam. God says, I'm coming to Adullam. Often in Scripture, when God says he is coming, here or there, it means that he's coming to judge. In fact, when you look in the Gospels, and Jesus is talking about the destruction of the temple, he refers to it as his coming in judgment. Verse 16, shave your heads in mourning for the children in whom you delight. Make yourselves as bald as a vulture, for they will go from you into exile. Back then it was the custom for a person to shave their head bald when they were feeling shame or when they were sad. And God tells Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, to start shaving. Start shaving. Shave yourself bald, because your children are going to die. They're going to be taken away. And there's nothing that can happen anymore to stop it. Next time, Micah chapter 2. Until then, so long, everyone.